is according to Rashi's first pshat. Dav Gimel Amud Beis. So ishtar, ishtar that has no idach simit. Has no idach simit at all. Just idim misira. He's not given from chosim shibodim. Only getisha is given that has idim misira is given from chosim shibodim. So that's on the basis of the tnaik suvet. But ishtar al voyeh with idim misira without idach simit is not given. So why did Rashi have to? This is what Bada Teisves. Why did Rashi have to apply the memory of Rove to a case of chosmu parsi and yedisol? Why couldn't Rashi explain it? Shtore parsoye shosu b'loshin parsi v'loy chosmu yedichsim eklal. Neither going no Jews. That's the way the Rosh explained the Gemara. They are three pshotim. So that's the way the Rosh explains it. So mimele. So why doesn't Rashi explain it that way? This is what Bada Teisves. So, after all, Rashi could have explained it like the Rosh, because Rashi's first Rosh in Dav Gimel Amud Beis is that with Eidim Misire, you cannot be Geve. So, Meile, that's why Rabbi says, that you cannot be Geve from the Chosim Shibodim or from the Chosim Nechayri. So the answer is, the Gemara is the Kasha. Yochem Mishabdename. So, why does the Gemara ask Yochem Mishabdename? Doesn't the Gemara know? According to the first Loshon in Rashi, Dav Gimel. So it's a double poshut that with Eidim Misira alone you cannot be given from Chosim Shibodim. So why does the Gemara ask Yochem Mishabdename? So how does Teisves explain it? Because the Gemara ask Yochem Mishabdename because Rashi Shite is, again, on that point there is a machlekes l'sheni. How about the shtar that was executed by Achoyes? So is it given from Chosim Shibodim or only from Chosim Nechevit? So there are two Gersoyes that you test in Gittin. One Gersay says, gave him Chosim Shibodim, that's Rashi's Gersay, and one Gersay is gave him Chosim Nechevit. So according to Rashi, the Gersay that you test is that if Ishtar is executed by Achoyes, then it's given from Chosim Mishibodim. If it's executed by Achoyes. So Mimele, the Gemara is the Kashi, Yochem Mishabdename. True indeed, that Ishtar that has no Yerchsime is not given from Chosim Shibodim. That has no idachsim, just the Misira. But the Chachomim were misaki, that the shtar that was signed by Achoyes is given from Chosim Shibodim, but the shtar that was signed by Adiyat is not. Why Adiyat is not? Because Adiyat is, there is no umdene of Lamar and Avshaye. But this kind of shtar that was signed by Adiyat is, in view of the fact that it was Nimsav and the Misira Yisrael, so mele the chsim of the Adiyat is going, should have the same strength as as a chsime by Achoyes. And by Achoyes, the sheet of Rashi is that it's given from Chosim Shibodim. So that's why the Gemara is Yochem Mishabdana. So the Gemara says, Leslie Kale, that even though we know that the chsime here, the goyim, so they testify the truth, but still it doesn't have a call. So if it had no chsime, then it has a call. Then, if it has no idachsime, I'm sorry. If it has no idachsime, just in the Misira, then it certainly has no call. And it cannot be given from Chosim Shibodim. But even this shtar that has idachsime, and we know that idachsime didn't testify falsely, because it was Nimsaf Nisira Yisrael, but since the idachsime per se themselves wouldn't validate the shtar, so mele, he cannot be given from Chosim Shibodim. This is how Teisves explains the Rashi. But let's see the Rosh. Now let's see the Rosh on this Gemara. The Rosh mentions here three different pshat. Omar Rabbi, that's the Rosh, it's paragraph Yud, the second column, the first line. Omar Rabbi, Hashtar Pasoy Maslan Bapsad Yisrael, Magvino Ibn Nihar, Pir Sharashi Vichosmol of Parsi Medjedis, Vikashari, the Rabbon and the Rabbaki, the Pasla Bishtar Shanasa Behedi, the Bafilib in Syria. כי פירש ליל, ושם חשים דיל מוסל החשו למסירה כמו באחויס, ומי הוא ראה שפירש לטיימי, שפירש ליל הוא יוסקר ליפסי לו בזמן שנעשו בהדיאת, משום ליקב דה אורי נפשי, משמע ליפוסל על הדומי דה אחויס ולא ידי מסירה, אבל ידי מסירה כושר לגיד מחר, ושתור ישראלים באחורי סבלוי מסירי ישראל גובו משבתי ווכי יש לכמה פרק בייץ, רפו פיקה ולאוס לכמה שתור פרסויה דוי באחורי של מיכולים מכל שני פרסים של זה מסירי ופתימי הוא מגמם משבתי so there's another gear so magnum nechare but Rashi's gear is magnum mishab u pir she Rashi kamo mishim nisli kal ki she chis min haolo vachoyes di shtore pasoy di liyo di gob nechare mayre di chsum molo vedietis di lesli kal u pir shvi she peisle shtore vedietis av beidi misire al kocho choche mayre di chsum molo vachoyes vikom ashbelon so vikom ashbelon daf on daf di masren ba'pesad Yisrael lo imagvinu di mishab u kamen fer beis גזרין, גרסינון, ומגבילו מנחר, וכי נמצא בהר בסבור. So what's the risk shot? Rashi's shot is that Rovis Memre's reference to Ishtar Pasoye that was signed by Goyim at Yates. And Nimsa of the Messiah Yisrael. So it's given from Mechosim Nechirim and not from Mechosim Shibot. Mashen ken if it's Nimsa, if Mashen ken if it's signed by Achoyes, so even without any Messiah, Rashi's shit is that it's given from Mechosim Shibot. But the real shit is... The rishit is if it is signed by the Yates, if it is signed by Goyim at Yates. So, and even though it's Nimsav Nid Misir Yisrael, then it couldn't even be given Chosim Nechayim on the basis of Shtores. Because Mizuyef Nteichai, and that's the rishit, that the psul of Mizuyef Nteichai applies not only to Shtore Kiyen, it applies to Shtore Raye as well. So, Mimele, the Ri couldn't explain Rovis Memre the same way as Rashi. That Rovez refers to a case where the Shtore Pasoy was signed by Persian Goyim, because if the Shtore Pasoy had been signed by Persian Goyim, so if Muidei the Messiah Yisrael, he couldn't be gay, so it would be possible because Mizuyef Miteichei, he couldn't even be gay from the Chosim Mecheret. And here Rovez says, it's gay from the Chosim Mecheret. So Rasha Lishitose, Rasha Lishitose that says, who says that the Psul of Mizuyef Miteichei, and Mizuyef Miteichei, without James Mivokim, so only applies to Shtar Matone, Shtar Kinyan, but it doesn't apply to Shtar Raye. So that's why he's able to explain Rove's memory that Rove is referenced to a case where it is signed by compression going. But he couldn't explain Rove's memory that he is referenced to a case where it is signed by Persian going. Because if it was signed by Persian going, so we didn't see Israel, it's completely possible. It couldn't even be given from the Chosim Nechere. Oh, and the Bodhari Shite is contrary to Rashi, that it is that Ishtar that was Ishtar Voye that is signed by Achoyes can only be given from Chosim Echeirim. It cannot be given from Chosim Mishibodim. So the main according to the Rida Rosh says, Robes refers to the case of a Persian Ishtar that was signed by Persian judges, Goy, not the Yates, but Achoyes. But Achoyes and Nimsa b'fnei Nimsir Yisrael, so it's given from the Chosim Nechayim. Now you'll ask if it was signed by judges, so it should be able to be given from the Chosim Shabbadim. That's the first Mishnah. The answer is there is Girsa that you test is that even Ishtar that is not b'Achoyes is only given from the Chosim Nechayim. Also, the question is, so why does Rabbi say that it's if it was Nimsa b'fnei Nimsir Yisrael, it's given from the Chosim Nechayim? In order to be given from the Chosim Nechayim, we don't need the Nimsir Yisrael, even without the Nimsir Yisrael. Just the fact the chsime of the achoyes, so he says in the chaname, and the chidesh is that even though it was signed by goyish judges, and even though in addition to the chsime being signed by goyish by achoyes, it was nimsam the Israel Yisrael, so one would be tempted to say he should be able to be given from chosim shibodim. So komash melon that ishtar that is signed by achoyes is not capable of being given from chosim shibodim, even within Israel Yisrael. This is the Chiddush. That's the Rizb Shant. Oh. Because Mashmon, the Afrika of the Masinoi, by Pesad Yisrael, we madvim mishabde, we come with Fek Beis Garsinot, we madvim nechare, we chim nim tzabar bisvorim, we chim mistabe, the Mashma bishmaitim, the inchilik na Achoyis la Diyetis, el da Achoyis le Mare Nafshaye, ve Diyetis Mare Nafshaye, we lo yin in kole, the Davki di Yisrael, the Mavki li kole. In other words, it's mistabe, like the Rishi te daf yutes, like the Girsa of the Ri, that Ashtar, Hanasi Bachoyes, is given only from Chosim Mechere. Because we only, the difference between Adietes and Achoyes is in regard to credence, in other words. Because Adietes Goyim have no credence, they're not reliable, they're not trustworthy, and Achoyes Goyim have credence. But as far as Gvir from Chosim Shibodim, which is grounded in Kol, so what difference does it make whether judges signed it or laymen Goyim signed it? there is no more call in being signed by judges than by being signed than in being signed by Leim and Goy. So in other words, he's machriya here, like the Rishite, that the shtar anasebacho is, the Mishnah says that it's kosher. So it's only kosher to be given from Chosim Mechirim, but not from Chosim Shimon. V'yoi, miu, then he says, V'yoi, v'yoi, mistabek lal shiachshir Rabbi Akiva b'shtor adyeter v'yoi nisiach. Then Rashi, according to Rashi, so Rabbi Akiva is machshir, a shtar, halvoye, that is signed by goyim adyeters, without any misiach. So how can it be kosher? So at first he says that it seems that the Gli is right, that the shtar that he was signed by Achoyes cannot be given Chosim Shmoni. Then he says no, and he mentions Yerushalmi, that from Yerushalmi it appears like Rashi Daf Yutes, that the shtar that is executed by Achoyes is given from Chosim Shmoni as well. So the question arises, how can we explain the member of Rove? We cannot explain it like Rashi, because according to Rashi, we have to say that Ishtar, Rashi is able to explain it that way, because Rashi Rishitose, that according to Rabbi Akiva, Ishtar that was signed by a date that is also kosher, without an emissary. But this sheet of Rashi is not acceptable, and then he cannot explain it like the Ri either, because according to the Ri, according to Riz Pshat, we have to say that the shtar that is signed by Achoyes is not given Chosim Shibodim, even if it's Nimsav Nidim Sir Yisrael. And that's not acceptable either. So what? How does he explain the member of Rove? Lochin Nira Lili Forage. The high shtar parsoye maire, shenichsum molevedim. Dichsim molevedim parsim, heichin govedim Sir Yisrael, afilu b'nechare. Vomid Rebleza b'mzoyif mitechei, vilmosel mimsa kamaye. So he says that Rove has reference to the case where there are no idichsim at all. Because if Rove had reference to the case where there are any if Rove had reference to the case where there are idichsim goyim, so how could Rove say that he could be given from the Chosim Mechirim? How could he give him the Chosim Mechirim? It's Mizuyif Mitechei. And that's the Roshita, like Tesis, that the Psul of Mizuyif Mitechei applies even to Shtore Raya, not only Shtore Kim. Not like Rashi Shite, that the Psul of Mizuyif Mitechei applies only to Shtore Kinyan and not to Shtore Rai. Alright, so he says, So how does he explain it? There's the third pshat. There's Rosh pshat. The Trove has reference to a case where it had no signatories, neither goyim nor Jews. But why is it called Shtore Parsoye? Because it was written in Persian. It was written in Persian, and it was handled by Persians. So mimele, it is not given from the chosim. It's not given from the chosim shibodim. But from the Chosim Mechirim it is given. Masha'in came if it would be signed by Persian Goyim, so with all the Mesira Yisraelim, he wouldn't be able to be given even from the Chosim Mechirim because of the Psul of Mizuyif Mitechei. Alright, now let's see. Now let's skip that, now that the Rosh discusses the other inyanim of Klofim Shalom, that's not relevant to us right now. But let's see the Hemshech of the Rosh. Alright. V'obino. Yoche Afu B'Shab Dename. Now on the second omit, the first column, Yoche Afu B'Shab Dename. The 12th line from the top in the first column, Yoche Afu B'Shab Dename. Leslie column, Mikan Vuchach. Dil Reb Leza Di Omar Idi Misire Karse Ve'Avol Gav Leke Idi Chsi Meklal Igove B'Shab Di Davke Hoche. Leslie column, Lifi Shenase Bifnei Parsi Avol B'Shtori Yisrael Gove B'Shab Di Bli Chsi Meklal. אבל מתחלוש רשי משמע, די בי דמסירה בלו ידחסימה, לגובי בשום שטעם משבתי, די דחסימה דווקא הוא דמאפקה לקום. So it's like this, as he's saying. Anyway, but the Rosh Pshat is, that Brovis Memre has reference to a case where the Noi Dechzime, just in the Misire. So the Gemara has the Kashe in Kein Mishab and Amalikme. So it's a Raya from the Gemara's Kashe that is Shtar, Halvoye, that has Noi Dechzime, just in the Misire, can gain from Chosm Shabonim. Because otherwise, why does the Gemara ask Yoach Mishab and Amalik? So it's mucha from this Gemara that if it has no idichzime in just any misir, it can be given a chosm shmonim. So that was the kash of the makshin, this shtatu that was written in Persian and handled by Persian goyim, but not signed by anyone, either goyim or Jews. But nimzach nim misir yisro should also be given, like any other shtar al goyim that has no idichzime and has any misir is given a chosm shmonim. So Gemara is Gemara Yudeteres, let's recall it. In other words, why this is worse than ishtar. Tenishtar halvoye that has no idchzime just in misira, because this was written in Persian and handled by Persian goyim, so maybe it has no call. Why? Because it was written in Persian. Now, so it has no call. So it's not a pshat. So in other words, so the roshit is that ishtar that is written, let's say b'loshna kedesh, that is written Loshna Kedesh, and has no Edechsim, and written, and there's no Edechsim, but has in Misire, he's given from Chosm Shibodi. But Dishta, because it was Lifishne, Davke Hochalas Likale, Lifishne Nasev Lifne Parsi. What does it mean, Nasev Lifne Parsi? I mean, that it's not because it's Naseh Bifnei Parsim. Because we see from the Gemara, from the Roshna, from the Gemara's Kashe, we see that Bizman Agmore, so the every Jew who lived in Poraz did not know Persian. Because the Gemara's Kashe is, Voliadle Mikre. How does the Gemara know Voliadle Mikre? Why not? So apparently, most Jews under the Persian government did not speak Persian. So the Gemara Mele has the Kashe, Voliadle Mikre. So the Gemara says, "Liad." Rome has reference. They were a few Jews. I mean, there were a few Jews who did know Persian. So, Memele, that's the reason as to why there is no call, because since it was handled by Persians and it was written in the Persian language, so Memele and Jews didn't even understand Persian. So, Memele, how could there be notoriety? Call means notoriety. If the Jews, call means call among Jews. It doesn't mean call among goyim. So in order to have a call, so you must have a call among Jews. And since the every Jew did not know Persian, so mainly it had no call. So that's the reason as to why it cannot be given from the Chosim Mishibodim. Mashein came, any other shtar that is not handled by Goyim. And it appears, you see, that the Rosh doesn't emphasize. He doesn't say lifishen nichtav biloshen parsi. He says lifishen naseh bifnei parsi. In other words, the reason as to why it's not given chosm shibodim is because it was handled by goyim. Now, if it was handled by goyim, so how does he know that it was handled by goyim? Shtor parsoye means written in Persian language, but what does the Gemara say that it was handled by goyim? The answer is, since from the Gemara it appears that Bizman Agmore, the every Jew did not know Persian, and this was written in Persian, so obviously by whom was it handled? By Jews who don't even understand Persian. So obviously it must have been handled by goyim who do understand Persian. So the main reason is not because it was written in Persian language. There is no distinction between Ishtar written in Loshon Kedesh or written in English. It doesn't make any difference. Here, because of the situation in those days that most Jews didn't know Persian, so Memele, this kind of ishtar that was written in Persian was handled by Persians. Bifnei Parsim. So Memele, since it was handled not by Jews, but by Persian, who'll circulate the call? Who? The Persians. The Persians, they don't even mix with the Jews. So Memele, it has no call. But I suppose that today it would be different. I mean, today the Jews mingle, the Jews know, let's say, English, and they mingle with the Persians, and if it's Naseh Bifnei Parsim, there would be just as much notoriety as when Naseh Bifnei Yisrael, perhaps even more. So Memele, So, Mimele, according to the Rosh, it should be able to be given from Chasam Shibad. Because it's based upon the fact that it has no call. And why doesn't it have a call? Because it's Nasib if Neapas. Right, now. Just one more thing I want to point out. That the Tesis Rit says. Now let's see what this says. Omar Rabbi, how story pass away? The Masra and Masra believe that Pesad and Magdim Nechare, Pidish Kosovo for your Russian Poras, the Hosum in Parsim, who was Alim Lemal with Israel, Kim Dike de Misire, Magdim Lemal with Nechare de Leve, Voloy Mishabde, Voyadli Mikre, Pershini Misire, who my you eat to be the other. For being exactly your list, I even like in the opens. For being a young shell stabs, the Hinim Nad, Yoham Shadaname, Leslie Collin, Pirish, Shay Maxim Lashtar, Mathkin Collin. The boy only cooks leaves the ure. Abo hoche de Leslie Cole, Loyada leaves the ure. Umshmochel got Mishate. From the taste of sweet lotion, from the taste of sweet lotion, it's mashma. He says, Chedi maxim lashtar, mafkalinikal. Mafkalinikal. The boy only cooks leaves the ure. In other words, it's mashma. From the lotion, it's not explicit. But it's mashma. So it's mashma from the Roshan of Tesis Reed that is shtar that has no edichsime and not in Persian, Roshan Akedish. And just in the Misira, couldn't be given from the Chosim Mishibodim, couldn't be given from the Chosim Mishibodim either. Because he emphasizes, the edichsime, she'edim achsum la shtar mafnikal. Only edichsime are made tziko, not in the Misira. That's how it's mashma. According to the Rosh, so it's not because Edichsime are mafkali kolei, Edichsime are also mafkali kolei, but here because it's handled by Goyim, so that's why there is no call. But he emphasizes the expression Deidi machsum lashta mafkali kolei. So it tends to imply that if there are no Edichsime, just Edichsime, even though it's not handled by Goyim, so he couldn't give a chosm shibon. ויבואו לקורס לעזדור. אבל לא חלס לקרל לא ליד לעזדור. ומשמוך לגובן משאב. וחסמו בישראל, אמרו לקרמו לגובן משאב. In other words, he agrees with Rashi's gears and Rashi's shikin. I'm sorry, not here, that not a choice. וחסמו בישראל, אמרו לקרמו לגובן משאב. Of course, that has nothing to do, I mean, the two gears are afines. ויקרשי, קים דיאד הידי מסירה, הרי הידו לפניהם, ובלי השתור הגובן עם לפני הידים. So yes, it's a very strong קשי. Here, the Gemara asks, all these halachas relate to the hechsher of shtar. So shtar has to be written in a special way. Otherwise, it does not have a chaliz in shtar. But here, why does the Gemara have to apply it to a case or where he was marzam yon shel shtar b'shitachene? And where it's exception yochlizayev that the parchment was processed with gold nuts, it couldn't be falsified. Why couldn't the Gemara say that we are not concerned with all these rules and regulations as to the hechsher of shtores? Because since he's not going to be given from the chosim shibonim anyway, he's only going to be given from the chosim mechilim. A milval pay is also given from the chosim mechilim. All we are interested in is to know the facts that there was alvoye. So true, even though it's not chizam yonish shtar b'shitachene, it's yochliz daif. But since there is edim misira. What did the misira say? The misira say that they saw how the leve was meiseh dishta alvoye to the malve. So mele. We know that he was meiser a piece of paper, on which piece of paper it was written, that I, Ruvain, borrowed from Shimon $1,000 on this and this day. That was written that shtar. And the Misira testified that he himself, the Levi, was meiser this piece of paper to the Malve. So we have Eidoye. Eidoye does not have to be spelled out verbally. Eidoye can be made in a written form too. So suppose I write down on a piece of paper, I borrowed from Shimon $1,000 on this and this day, and then I give this piece of paper to Shimon. So Shimon could come to Bezdin and be given $1,000 from me. Because he does well, didn't he made him dummy? And there is no halacha of Nepiyim v'lim piksovom vis-a-vis doye. There is halacha of Nepiyim v'lim piksovom vis-a-vis, I'm going to say this, but not vis-a-vis doye. He doye is effective in any form, whether it's belpe or it's biksav. So mainly was the Gemara is kashe. V'obino shtom sh'yazam yonish al shtar v'shidachet. So the Gemara is the teretz v'dim hada. But not in Mahadeh, he couldn't be given from Chos Mechirim. Why not? So it's not Ishtar. So don't call it Ishtar, it's a piece of paper. But on that piece of paper, there is an admission. An admission that what's written in that piece of paper? I, Ruvain, the Levi, I, Ruvain, borrowed $1,000 from Shimon. On this and this day. So there is a doye. So even if he was not chizem yon shoshtar v'shitachene, he should still be able to be given chos mecherim. Why does the Gemara apply the memory of Rove to a case where he was chizem yon shoshtar v'shitachene? It's a very strong kash. Oh. V'kash, kim diadit misire, hari heidu lifneyem, uvilu ya ishtore, nami go lifneyem, because hoidoyes baldin doesn't require any, there are no aloches, how the hoidoy is to be made, except if the hoidoy was made in such a way, under such circumstances, that we can say Mishata Nibach. It's different, let's say. If we can say that the person was just making fun of him, but even though it was not Chizya, Miyonish Ashtabish Dachene, but we cannot say Mishata Nibach. I mean, a person doesn't play around that way, give a piece of paper with the Idoya to another person. So, Mimele, without Chalez Din Shtar, he should be able to be given from the Chosim Mechir. Oh. Tshuve. Hanim Mil Mil Bal Peh. ויתוי למוח לי מאו חפרתי חונה אמון אבל עכשיו כל זמן שהשטר ביודי אין הנמלי מה פרעייתי ואף על פי שנגעי מלם נחר אין הנמלי מה פרעייתי משום דעב בשטר זה די נגעי למשבת יוכל לי תן שטר ביודי מי בוי ודה לא יקריזל דה אמרו סוף כי מלו הרבה יתוי למה פרעייתי is nemon vochet ach gav li kovel nechare en nemolim aperaticho. So what's the teretz that he's three? He gives a very long teretz. He says that in Achanam, even if it wasn't chesem yon shal shtar b'shitachay, no, he still could be given mechosim nechare. Not on the basis of shtar. Shtar not. It's not shtar kosher if it's not chesem yon shal shtar b'shitachay, no. But on the basis of it does baldin. But there is one difference between being able to be gave on the basis of shtar and being able to be gave on the basis of idoy. Now, by shtar there is aloche of shtar b'yodem my boy. If Ruvain is made a shtar against Shimon, and that shtar states that Shimon borrowed from Ruvain $1,000, $1,000, so then Shimon cannot say peraticho, because Ruvain can say, if you paid up the debt, how come I have the shtar in my possession? But by milval peh, suppose there is a milval peh, suppose a Ruvain produces two aidim who testify orally in Bezin that Shimon borrowed from him $1,000, and then Shimon says, true, I borrowed from you, but I paid it up. So then he's Nemon. But if there is a shtar, so he's not Nemon to say paraticho because of the raya of shtor biode, my boy. Now there is a machleket Hashem. How about ksavyode? If somebody is meitzi shtar that was written miksav yodei of the lady, if the malve is meitzi shtar that was written miksav yodei of the lady, and that shtar states, Ruvain is meitzi shtar miksav yodei that was written miksav yodei of Shimon, and then Shimon miksav yodei with his own handwriting writes, I Shimon borrowed from you Ruvain $1,000, and Ruvain produces that shtar in Bezin. So there's a machleket Hashanim as to whether he can say parayti or he cannot say parayti. So he says that this is rich, it is that by Ksav Yodeh he cannot say paraiti. Because in order to say paraiti, by Ksav Yodeh he can say paraiti. That this is rich, it is that by Ksav Yodeh he can say paraiti. In order to apply the aloha of Tom Yodeh, my boy, it has to have a chalice din shtar. When does it have a chalice din shtar if it is said? Viksei b'sei b'machasei. That's the positive yomi. But Ksav Yodeh does not have a chalice din shtar. Ksav Yodeh does not have a chalice din shtar. So Mele, he could not, so he do not apply the aloche of Shtobi on my boy. So Mele, this is how he answers the kasha. The Kash, but this is what it was. Why does the Gemara have to apply Rabbi's memory to the case of Chezer Miyon Shoshtar Vishnachim, even if it wasn't Chezer, so it's not the Kosher Shtar, but you should be able to give Amchosim Chayrin on the basis of Idoye, and as far as Amchosim Shabbat are concerned, he couldn't be given Amchosim Shabbatim anyway. So the Teretz is, here Rabbi says, Haishtor Paso Yimasin Vapsad Yisrael Mazad Nechare, and even if the Leiv says, Piraticho is not Nemon, because the one who produces the Shtar can say, Shtor Yad my boy, that's based upon the Chalei's Nishtar. In other words, now, so we see that according to this read, the Aloch of Shtobi Yadma Boy is not an extraneous bill. It's a Rai of Shtoris. Just as the Rif says, that a get isha, doesn't require Eidei, that has Eidei Chsime, doesn't require Eidei Misire, because the Eidei Chsime themselves are Eidei Biru and the Misire, so in Mele we fulfill the requirement of Indoro Shebe'ar Vopochus Mishnayim Rikim Adoro, because through the Tvisas Ashtar, Biyadu Yisho, so we have the Biru of Shtores, that the get was Nimsar, because how else could have come into the hands of the Yisho? After all, when the Eidei Chsime signed the get, they didn't surrender the get to the Yisho, they surrendered the get to the Baal. How is it possible that the Yisho now has the get in their hands? Obviously, the Baal must have handed over the get to the Yisho. So that means, so the Chsime become a debiru and the Gerish. So in Mele, the Rai of Shtores goes so far that when a Malve produces a Shtar, so then that Shtar not only is Mivare, that the Alvoy was made, but that it wasn't paid either. Because if it had been paid, the Malve wouldn't be able to produce the Shtar. So it's a Rai of Shtores. So mainly in order to have the Rai of Shtores, it must conform to all the requirements of Ksiva Shtores. One of the requirements of Ksiva Shtores is Rove's memory must have reference to the case where he was Chayzer Miyon Shoshtar V'Shtachene. Otherwise, it wouldn't have a Chaliz Nishtar. If it doesn't have a Chaliz Nishtar, so it cannot. So the Levi can say Peraticho, and the Malve cannot say Shtar V'Yodem my boy. Now, so that he mentions, so he stated that in the Machlekes Rishonim as to whether Ksav Yodei, that Levi can say Peraticho. So according to this read, what's the Machlekes Rishonim in regard to Shtar Ksav Yodei, whether he can say Peraticho or cannot say Peraticho? Now, it's a Machlekes also between the Rambam and the Rashbo. In Pirkei Aleph, Minchas Malva Leiv, Aloch Yimul. The Rambam says, "Heitzel of Ksav Yodei Shulchayovei Vein Shameidim Afal Pi Shehuz Ksav Yodei Vibez Narei Zekimil Valpel Choldovo Vimtoan Shepora Nishba Heses Vinifta Vinigivi Ksav Zelu Miayosh Nakuches." So Vimtoan Shepora Nishba Heses Vinifta. In other words, the Levi is Nemon to say Paraticho. The Malve cannot say Shtor Biyodei my boy. The Malve cannot say Shtor Biyodei my boy. That's the Rambam Shini. So then the Magid Mishnah says, Svoras Hagimim Zal, Ksuva Balochas, Shenem Olim Aparati, Vichim Kosov Aramban Zal, Umtnei Sheini Givim Mishabdi, Virei Vamifoshim Achinim Zal, Avol Rabbi Nizrachim, Zmalamoya Varashbo, Nechluk Aleim, Viomru Sheini Nem Olim Aparati. So, Lifluk, the Machlik is between the Rambam and the Rabalamoya, and the Rashbo is on this question. What is the Aloche of Shtobi and my boy? So, according to the Rambam, Lifluk, it's a Shtobi's decry. It's a Rai of Shtores. Shtor B'Yodei my boy. So if it's a Rai of Shtores, so in Mele, by Ksav Yodei, it doesn't have a Chaliz Nishta, but the Chosim Nechelim can be given because it's a Idoye L'chol HaPochus. Mashein ki Shta, in order to say, to apply the Aloch of Shtor B'Yodei my boy, it must have a Chaliz Nishta. Without Eidim, it doesn't have a Chaliz Nishta. Mashein ki, the Balamoye, he says that Ksav Yodei is gave from the Chosim. I'm sorry, that by Ksav Yodei, so the Levi is not Nemon to say Paraticho. In other words, the Malve can say Shtobi and my boy. He holds that Shtobi and my boy is not a Rai of Shtores. It's an extraneous Rai. It's like the Mishnah in Ksuvis. At the beginning, the first Mishnah in the second period of Suvis. So Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri says, if two Eidim come, if there is a litigation between the Baal and the Yishon, the Baal says that Almono Erasticho and Nisesicho, and the Yishon says, Loi Kipsuo Nisasani. So in other words, if she was Nisa, he says Ipsulo, so her Ksuve is 200 zuz. If she was Nisa is an Almono, so her Ksuve is 100 zuz. So if there is an argument between the Baal and the Isho, so Rabbi Yechim Ben-Nuri says in the Mishnah, if two Eidim come and testify in Bezin, that they were present at the wedding of this woman, and they saw how the Mechutonim distributed Chloe's regazim to the nakis. I mean, you see, the minik of throwing candy at the chosn, at the nufruf, is a remnant of that universal practice that prevailed in the time of Chazal, that when a psulam got married, so they used to distribute candy to children. So today, the grown-ups consider themselves as children, so they throw candy at the nufruf. So according to Rabbi Yechim Ben-Nuri, the Eidim testified best that we saw at the wedding candy was distributed to children, so then she can give him a simzuz. What kind of a biro is it? So the Shach says that we can see that minek is a good biro. Since the minek of Jews was to distribute candy to children when Yeshua got married, so he can be made simomin on the basis of that minek. So Mimele, we could say the sheet of the Balamoyeh is that Shtob Yod my boy is an extraneous biro. In other words, because the universal practice among business people is that when business people are not business people, I mean among prudent people, is that when someone pays up a debt, so he first demands that the malve should surrender the shtar in order that the malve should not be in a position to collect twice. So that's the universal practice among practical people. So mimele, if the malve produces the shtar and the leiva says peraticho, so he can say shtob yod my boy, because we presume that the leiva would not act contrary to the universal practice of people. So he doesn't have to have a chaliz nishtar. It's based upon, it's an extraneous bill. So this is what he says. Umikam siyu alimashik usaftim get poshut. Even though Ksav Yodin does not have a chaliz nishtar, he still can say shtor biyodo. So then. Oh, so the toin v'ma praticho do mehemen mishum the al b'shtar koze the nigevim mishab de yochelit in shtor b'yodim my boy. So in other words, and the tesis richite is that it's a ray of shtores. So the question is, if it's a ray of shtores, so how can he say, why is it not mehemen to say piraticho? After all, shtar requires edim. So the tesis richite is that Ksav Yodei also has a chaliz nishtar. You see, shtar Yodei also has a chaliz nishtar. Even though it's Ksav Yodei is not given from the chosim shibodim, so the loike rizal, the omar osom, kim di mil mal pe, itoin v'omar peraticho, is nemon. So he says, the Ri says, that Ksav Yodei, so if the leiva is staying peraticho, is nemon. In other words, we don't apply the aloche of shtor b'yodei my boy. So the Tesis Ri says, why does the Ri say that? Because it's not given from chosim shibodim. So he mentions a raya. We see this shtar too is not given from chosim shibodim. And still, the Gemara says that if it conformed to all the klolim of shtores, so then he is not nemon to say paraticho. He can say shtor b'yodei my boy. So we see that even though a shtar is incapable, even the kind of a shtar that is incapable of being given from chosim shemodim, so we still apply the aloche of shtar b'yodei my boye. So why shouldn't he apply the aloche of shtar b'yodei my boye ligabe shtar of Ksav Yodei? But it really doesn't present the kasha against the Ri, because the Ri could agree with the Tesis Ri that in this now gemore of ishta parsoi, that is ishta parsoi, that is nimsa b'fnei dimsir Yisrael, that is nimsa b'fnei dimsir Yisrael, so it's not given b'chosim shibodim because it doesn't have a dechsime, so but it has a chal, so in such a case, So in such a case, it has a chalais din shtar, because after all, it conformed to all the requirements of ksiva shtoris. It was chizam yoni shel shtar v'shitah chene, and it's exception yochel izayev. So the shtar is a good shtarayev, except that it cannot be given chosim shibodim because it has no kol. It has no kol. So Mele Dari could agree with the Tesis Reed that shtar b'yod ma'aboye we apply because it's an ayah of shtores. Masha'im came. The Ri only says in regard to a shtar of ksavyode, because a shtar of ksavyode does not even have a chalais din shtar. It's not a shtar. It's only does baldin. But it doesn't have a chalais din shtar, because in order to be a shtar ayah or a shtar kinyan, it must have aidim uksei b'sevel chasei. And by Getisho, the reason is to why by Getisho ksavyode is good, so the Rashba says, because a special tzitzis kosov or vikosav, but nado shtores ksavyode does not constitute a din shtar, but he still can be gave from the chosim nicheirin with ksavyode, not on the basis of shtores, but because of idoye. But chaliz din shtar he doesn't have. So Mele Dari says he kim the mil al pe itoyin vama peraiti nemon. So he's nemon. Not that Dari has a klal. Whenever a shtar cannot be given from the chosim mishibodim, so mele you're never to say paraiticho. No, over there he doesn't have a chaliz din shtar altogether. That's why he is nemon. Mashenkin here it has a chaliz din shtar because it has a dimisir Yisrael and it was chizem yonish al shtar b'shitachene and it was written on ksav sheni yochel izdayim. So it conforms to all the requirements of shtores. Why shouldn't it have a chaliz din shtar? But in order to be given chosim mishibodim, there must be a kol. So since he doesn't have a dechsime Yisrael, so he doesn't have a call. Because the dechsime Yisrael are those who are made to the call. So, but a chaleiz din shtar it has. If it has a chaleiz din shtar, so mimele, you can say, shtar b'yod my boy. So there's no kasha against the Reed. So, but apparently, the Reed assumed that the reason is why the Reed says, by shtar of ksav yode, that we do not apply the aloche of Shtob Yod my boy and the lady is never to say paraticho, because the Ri has a general rule that we only apply the aloch of Shtob Yod my boy to a shtar that can be given from Chosim Shibodim. Now this shtar cannot be given from Chosim Shibodim, and still we do say Shtob Yod my boy. So it's a right against the Ri, but that's not a pshat in the Ri. The longness of the Ri is something else, not that the Ri holds there is a special prerequisite for Shtob Yod my boy that the shtar has to be capable of being given from Chosim Shibodim. No. The Ri is made that we can apply the aloch of Shtob Yod my boy even to a shtar that is not capable of being given Chosim Shibodim. But the Ri holds, even though he doesn't have a chaleiz din shtar, so still, even though he does not have a chaleiz din shtar, so it's still. Even though it does not have a chaliz din shtar, so we still say shtar b'yod my boy because it's an extraneous bill. It's based upon the minhag of people to demand the surrender of the shtar before he pays up the debt. So the mele, if the malbe produces the shtar, so it's a raya that the debt was not paid. So whether it is shtar or it's not shtar, call it a piece of paper, call it whatever you want. So it's an extraneous bill. So the mele, as an extraneous bill, it should apply to ksav yodei too. But the Ri says no. That Shtob Yod my boy is a ray of Shtores. So Mele, he doesn't apply to Ksav Yode. Mashenke, this shtar, even though it's not given from Chosim Mishibodim, but so because it has no call, but a chaliz din shtar it has, because it conforms to all the requirements of Ksav Shtores. This is what it is, it says. Oh, so Mele, this is how he answers the kasha. Why does the Gemara have to apply it to a case where it's chizem yon shal shtab shtachene, even if it wasn't chizeh, so it doesn't have a din shtar, but on the basis of idoye, he should be able to be given chos mecherin. Eino chename, on the basis of idoye, he would be able to be given chos mecherin, if the time of the labor would be ladam. But suppose the time of the labor would be not ladam. The time of the labor would be peraticho. So then, if it didn't conform to the requirements of shtores, so then he wouldn't be able to be given chos mecherin. But because of the fact that it conforms to the requirement of shtores, it has a chalit in shtar, so you have the chay of shtores, so he may be applied aloche of shtar beyond my boy. All right.
Now let's see how Rashi explains it. da li kova ma mi dinese jam. Uš mi sejim tiš mi sejim kichovi, velo jadino mi je kichovi u Israel. Mal lach še ule da idi mi sir. So, the Abaye was in connection with the case where the Ari idi mi sir. And the Idechsime, we don't know the identity of the Idechsime. But we do know that they have Goyish names. So, what's the Shaila? So he said, look at Ma'ul Achshur Abid Misir. Now, so Ma'ul Achshur Abid Misir. In other words, it's possible that they are Goyim and they are possible that they are Jews. Now, we have Abid Misir, so Midrash is certainly not possible. But if the Idechsime are Jews, so then there is no problem. If they are Goyim, so then it involves the Pshat Rabbanon of Mizuyot Mizeich. So the question is it kosher or not? Omalei, lipol yodeinu lukes viluz, v'yichshar. V'davke lukes viluz, l'ishchir yisul maskim shemesai, because it's a typical Gentile name. Avol sham mesachine, l'ishchir yisul maskim shemesai, so loy. So, how is it? Was the answer of Rabbi Yechanan given in accordance with the view of Rabbi Shimon or not? Now, there are some Rishonim who pass like Rabbi Shimon, drive it. And the Rai is from this Gemara. Because here the Gemara gives a teretz that if the Idechsime have typical gentle names, so then it's all right. Why? Because that's Rabbi Shimon Shite. That by Shimon's Mavokim, we are not Gezer, you know, Selimim Serulei, Bifanai. So that's why the Raivet passes like Rav Shimon. But let's see how Rashi explains the Gemara. Rashi doesn't explain that Gemara that way, because if Rashi had explained that Gemara that way, so Rashi wouldn't say Ushmisein Kishmei Kichovim V'Yadino Nei Kichovim Nei Yisrael. So why lo Yadino? Yadino. The shaila is whether we pass like Rav Shimon or not. Rashi says lo Yadino Kichovim Nei Yisrael. So the whole Abaye is in connection with the case where we don't know whether the signatories are Goyim or Jews. The implication being that if we know that the signatories are Goyim, then it's definitely possible. Even if it's James Milwaukee. But the only Abaye is in regard to the case where we don't know. Oh, so Ma'ul Achshur Abid Misire. So Rish Lakish had an alternative, had a Salkadaitor, that it should be kosher in this case, even if the Shemes are not Shemes Mivokin, because Midech Shoshel Yeraisi Yotzon. After all, the Ari the Misire. So Midraisi is certainly not possible. The question is, does it involve the Pesulah Mizuyah Midech Midrabanon or not? Or not? Now, so if we knew that they are going, then it would be possible in Rabbanon. But since we don't know whether the signatories are going or Jews, and it's possible that they are Jews, so Mele, since it's only Shailen in Rabbanon, so we can be Tehillel Hokel. That was the Salgadaitoch of Rish Lakish. So it should be Muter even in case of Shem and Shem Mavok. But the answer given by Rabbi Echen was, V'davke l'ibol, omale l'ibol l'yadeinu, el lukes v'lus v'yachshan, V'davke lukes v'lus l'ishchir Yisrael l'maske b'shem Yisai, avul sham esachin l'ishchir Yisrael l'maske b'shem Yisai, lo'i. So he answered him, Rabbi Echen answered, only Shem is Mavokim. So what do you mean, only Shem is Mavokim? So because we pasken like Rabbi Shimon. Pasken like Rabbi Shimon. So then Rashi shouldn't say, will Yadino be Chovim in Yisrael? Even if Yadino. From Rashi's Loshin, in explaining the Abaye, it's mashma, that if we know that it's in Chovim, then it's certainly possible. Because we don't pass like Rav Shimon, we pass like Rabbanon. We pass like Rabbanon. But in the case where we don't know, and there is a possibility that there are Jews, then there is no Pesul. But there is a possibility, maybe they are Goyim. Maybe they are Goyim. So, and if they are Goyim, so what kind of psul it involve? It will involve the psul mid Rabbanon. So the mele bimokim sofik, we don't have to be cheshish for that psul Rabbanon. This is how Rashi explained it. So in other words, according to Rashi, the Gemara of Rabbi Yechanan does not accord with Rabbi Shimon. The contrary, the Gemara passes like the Rabbanon. So the mele in the case where we know that they are in Yehovim, it's possible, even Bashem is mokim. But in the case where we don't know, so it's a sofik ned rabbanon, so mele we can be tailed on. We both yadei no get shem yichom sun bei elo echo show yichom sun bei lukes velus v'yichsheranu Beit Misir Abidav, Kevin Kisvelus, Sheshay Mesmivok. Hey, Vilos Lemis Mechava. Alright, now let's see. Ace, Git in Abu Nizayam, Vain Mosmalayam, Abu Bishmisayam, Kshay Yochovim, Kshay, Mifnesherei, Yisrosh Machuz, Losh Misayam, Vilchovim. Vilchovim. Abu Bishmichovim, Kshay, Lafil Bloyd Misir, Vikolchki Misir. So we see even Shemishenim walking is kosher. V'atam v'aduk is muznafke. So the Gemara gives a teretz. So some time the Shemishenim is kosher. V'chutlo Shemishenim is yichovim. So in Meile, there is no reason to establish a suffix. Maybe the signatories are going. Maybe they said they're going. Why? Because the names are Gentile names. Yichutlo it. So Jews also have Gentile names. So maybe we don't have the Bechayshin, maybe it's Goyim. Because there is an undere that no Jew would be macht in Goyim and a get. Oh, but that's only Chutz Loretz. Hosen to the time of Yechiyom, Rabbi Chabad Sorel, Jews say, Shem Yechovim, Hilkam Zabkinon, Dilmer Yechovim, Inu Psulim, Vafilu Beidim Misire. Hilkach Mizabkinon, Dilmer Yechovim, Inu Psulim, Vafilu Beidim Misire, Ki Rabbonin Masnissin. So we see from Rashi that Rashi doesn't pass like Rav Shimon. Rashi passes like Rabbanon. And Rish Lakish only raised this question in connection to the case where we don't know whether the signatories, the Nechzim, are Goyim or Jews. So it's possible that they are Jews. But there is a possibility they are Goyim, since it's Nikeya only in Sul Rabbanon. So we are telling Lakim. So Dafke because we pass like Rabbanon, not like Rav Shimon. Because if we were to pass like Rav Shimon, so it's not only because we don't know. Even if we know, because Mishem is Mivokim within a Misire, so according to Rav Shimon is Muta. But according to Rashi, we pass like Rabbanon. So if we knew that the signatories are going, even though each Shem is Mivokim, it still would be possible. But since we don't know, so Mimele, we can be Tele. That the signatories are Jews, not God. Oh, but the question is this. This is how Rashi says, Upsulim v'afil v'beidim misire, ki rabbonon masnis, not like Rapshim. V'ikida amre, ki masnite boim ne, poshul masnite. V'ikida amre, masnite boim ne, gitna boim nisayam, shesein shen chovim au, uposhul rabbi yechim masnis, mikshir elchaz yisrol minu, mipnei sherei v'yisrol chivachuz lorets, shmesein v'yik chovim. But there is a certain difficulty in this Gemara, according to Rashi's pshat. Now, Rashi says that the whole Gemara accords with Rabbanon. According to Rabbanon, so if we know that the Yechzim are going, even though it changes Mivokim, so then it's possible. So then it's possible. And even though it changes Mivokim. But when it's Rabbi Yechon and Matiyah, Machshel Get, when we don't know. So when we don't know, since it's only here the Rabbanon, so we can be telling the Hakam. So then the question arises. Since we pass like Rabbanon of Rav Shimon, and according to Rabbanon of Rav Shimon, there is no difference between Shemesh Mevokim, Shemesh Enim Mevokim. Because in case where we know the Chesim Agoyim, so then it's possible even with Shemesh Mevokim. So why are we Machshir? Why is Rabbi Yechonah Machshir here about Shemesh Mevokim? Because we don't know. Monefshach. So now since it only involves Bishul Rabbanon, it can tell Hakim. So even Shemesh Enim Mevokim. Even Shemesh Enim Mevokim. Since we don't know, so it should also be kosher, because you should be able to be table hot. After all, even Bashem Shem Mevokim, it's only Psalm Rabbanon. That's the Kashi according to Rashi's plan. So, as we said, that in Rashi, we mentioned it several times, that there are two separate timings for Mizuyef Mitechei. One time for Mizuyef Mitechei is Eich Shoshe, Gzeira and Eich Shoshe, maybe Bezdin will rely on the same star without the Ishe. Or the Mekabel Matone, producing a Demisire, will testify orally in Bezdin that the Shtar was Nimsa Bifneyev. So, that's one time. As Tei says, at the beginning of Gittin, of Daf, Daf Dalet, Omed Aleph says. In other words, maybe Bezdin will rely on the Idachsime themselves without a Demisire appearing in Bezdin. Then the other time is, maybe someone will use the same Idechzime, who are going as Idechzime. Now, so, who is Geizeh for the other, on the basis of the other Shoshe? Maybe he'll be Meisei of Bifneyem and he'll use them. The same Idechzime, he'll use them as Idechzime. That's Rav Shimon. whose case? I'm sorry. There's the Rabbanon of Rav Shimon. But Rav Shimon, there's the Rabbanon of Rav Shimon. But Rav Shimon is only Chayshish. Maybe Beznu will rely on this star itself. But Rav Shimon is not Chayshish. Maybe he'll be Meisir. Bifnei Ayinich Simen, he'll treat them like, he'll use them as a Meisir. That Rav Shimon is not Chayshish in Geizir. Only the Rabbanon of Rav Shimon is Chayshish in Geizir. So in other words, so even according to Rabbanon of Rav Shimon, we have two separate Gzeiras. And two separate chashashes. One chashash and one gzeri is maybe beznu will rely on the star itself. So the rabbanon are gezer, and Rav Shimon is also gezer. And then there is another gzeri, which is only according to rabbanon of Rav Shimon, that even when even the case of Shimon's mevokim, so then we don't have to be chashash. Maybe beznu will rely on the star. How will beznu rely on the star that has a chsime whose names are obviously gender. So Mele, that example, we don't have to be gazer. So we only are gazer, according to Rabbanon, they are only gazer, maybe he'll be Mesa Bifnei. So it seems, according to Rashi's chart, so there is a difference between the Rabbanon of the Choshe, maybe the Mizuy of Nitechi that is possible, maybe Bezen will rely on the star itself without any Mesir appearing in Bezen. And then, in the other Rabbanon, maybe the Nechsime will be used by someone as an emissary. So in regard to the Rabbanon of Mizuy of Miteche, that is based upon the Choshe, maybe best will rely on the Shtar itself without any emissary appearing. So for that Rabbanon, we have to be Cheshishim in case of Isofik. So Memele, in the case of Eidim Achsum Malaget, and the Shmei Sev Yechovim, but not Shemis Mivokim. So even though there is a possibility, maybe the Nechsime are Jews, but since there is an equal possibility that maybe they are Goyim, so we are not even local, even though that Psul of Mizuy of Miseichei is also only the Rabbanon, but we are not even local in regard to the other Psul of the Rabbanon. The other Psul of the Rabbanon, that even by Shemis Mivokim, because of Gzeire, maybe he'll be Meisa Bifneim. In regard to that Gzeire, we are killed off. There is a difference. Not all the Rabbonons are the same. It all depends how the Chachomim enacted a certain Rabbonon. So the Rabbonon, the Mizuy of Miteiche, that is possible on the basis of the Choshe, lest Bezdin will act on the Shtar itself. In regard to that Mizuy of Miteiche, we are not killed off. But in regard to the other Gzeire, maybe someone will use them as Eidim Misire, will use the Goyim, the Nechsime, as Eidim Misire. In regard to that Rabbanon, we are the Elohim. That's the Shita of Rashi. Alright. Now let's see the thesis. Eidim Achsum Alaget, which we say, Peir Shmi Amrinon, the Yisroelim who vikosh al Rab Meir, or Eidim Misire al Rab Lezer, as far Eidim Misire al Rab Lezer, דלו יתאמנו בימי כחובים, אלו אם כן ידוע בוודאי שאינם כחובים, דלו ישכיח המיל זה שיחתם הוא עם כחובים בגידים. אוי דיל מאו, כי מודיש מסיים כשמי כחובים, חיישינון, שבי כחובים נינו, ולוי מסקשר, אפילו בין מסיר על רבי זה, ואפילו לרב שימן, דלו מחשר, אלו בשם מבוקים, ואוכם שמי שאינם מבוקים. דלו מספקים לנו כחובים, אין אליו. ושם יש מבוקים לקל לפסוקי, דיפשית את הלכובים הן, דיוכל דוח לחשים על דיומוס למסמך עליי. So in other words, according to Rashi, so there is no salkadai toch in Rish Lakish mind, that perhaps we can just take it for granted that the Chassime, who have Gentile names, are Jews. We can take it for granted, according to Rashi. And according to Rashi, the Abaye of the Gemara has reference to the case, the Abaye of Rish Lakish has reference to the case where they are in the Messiah, and it's only a Shaila of a Psul de Rabbonon. So Memele, the Shaila is, can we be Tel El Hokil or can we can't be Tel El Hokil? So the answer by Rabbi Yechon was, we can be Tel El Hokil if Hashem is Mevokim, and it's only a Shaila in connection with the Gzeira Dil Meosel Limsa Bifneim. But we cannot be Tel El Hokil if Hashem is Mevokim. When it's a Psul based upon the Choshe, maybe best we elect on the basis of the Shtar alone. This is according to Rashi. According to Rashi, so there is no salkadai toch that we cannot take for granted that the signatories whose names are Gentile, so that they are Jews. That we certainly cannot take for granted. Mashenkin, according to Teisves, so the two alternatives in the mind of Rish Lakish were maybe we can take it for granted, maybe we cannot take it for granted. That was the suffix by Rish Lakish. And what is the teretz by what is the answer given by Rabbi Yochanan? Vikoma, Ruibol Yodeinu Elukes Vilus, Vihsham. Mishim dehav shem is mivokim, ve lo selim mis mechalayim ki rabshim mehen. Avo bshem shem mivokim, di lava de lichovim ninu, is chay shinon. So the answer given according to Teisves, the answer given by Rabbi Yechon is in accordance with rabshim mehen. In other words, the baye by Rish Lakish was, maybe we can take it for granted that the signatories are Jews. So then it's kosher, ali, even ali b'de rabbeya, because we take it for granted they are Jews. Oh, the other alternative is, no, we cannot take it for granted. We cannot take it for granted. And if we cannot take it for granted, so then with Shem Yishenim Mivokim, so it's certainly also according to everybody. And Shem Yishenim Mivokim, so then with Eidim Yisirei, it should be Muter according to Rav Shimon. And the answer was in accordance with Rav Shimon. That with Shem Yishenim Mivokim, it's also. Because we cannot take it for granted that they are Jews. So we have to be Chayishish, maybe they are going. But if Hashem is mivokim and they are in Israel, so even if we know that they are going, so it's muter. But so it's only muter. A limit Rav Shimon, and we pass like Rav Shimon according to Teisves. You see, according to Rashi, so we pass like Rabbonon. According to Teisves, we pass like Rav Shimon. The hot tone is Rabbi Yisrael she bechutz laos nisayim kishmei yuchovim lo ilach shadavkim nisayim kose elu nisim tam lidovo. Der Gilu zu dem Maske in Israel beschreise wie Chavi, schaue die Chutzlor als Ruben geschmiede wie Chavi. Hier kam er zu Israel, nahm er in Lochus, schem wie Chavi mei. Der Gilu ist lachte wie Chavi mit Gitti, that's what there was the Havamin. So then, die Mose ist, umschale, darf kein Boi mit Chutzlor als Komachschere. So they had, we have no reise, because in Chutzlor als, where a wave, Bnei Israel have Gentile names, so Menele, a Gentile name, is not any more of a reise than a Jewish name. Because rave, Bnei Yisrael have Gentile names. Right. Now this is basis. Now let's see in the Mishnah Rambam. Now, so in order to understand the Mishnah Rambam, we have to remember how the Rambam explained the sugya of Yudalef or Medalef in the Braise of former Rabbi Yisi. So the Rambam is given as the old Girse that Rashi rejected. In other words, Omar Ablezer Rabbi Yisi Kach Omar Rabshim L'Chachom B'Tzidim V'Nech L'Kach Rabkim L'Chachom Al Kolash Dores Ho'il L'Vachoy Shul Yichovim Sh'af Al Pishach Smeim Yichovim Sherim Chayim Chutz Migdino Shem Shech Rabodim V'Nech L'Kol Bizman Sh'Nasu Behedit Sh'Rabkim L'Mach Sh'Achom Paisli. And there is no Chutz Migdino Shem Shech Rabodim. This is how it goes. This is how it goes. And the Kodit Ramban, so Rabbi Shimon says to the Chachomim, because first the Tanakhama said, first, the Tanakhama said in that price that the Tanakhama mentioned a machleket between Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim as whether we get that was signed by Goy, as whether we get that is signed by Goy, and Nimsa b'fnei Yidei Misira Yisrael. So Rabbi Akiva is machshir, and Chachamim puzzle, and according to the Tanakhama of that price, not Rabbi Shimon. So there is no difference between. There is no difference between a Shemis Mivokim, between Shemis Mivokim. So I'm sorry. There is no difference between Achoyes, signed by Achoyes, he gets signed by Achoyes, or he gets signed by Adiatis. By gets signed by Adiatis. So according to Rabbi Akiva, if it is Shemis Mivokim, so even, so Bein Adiatis, Bein Achoyes, if it is Shemis Mivokim, and the Misira, it's kosher again. And according to the Chachomim, according to the Chachomim, so it's possible. Bein it is signed by Achoyes, Bein it is signed by Gates. So then Rab Shimon says to the Chachomim, no, it is not as you said, it's not like your version, that according to the Chachomim, according to Chachomim, so he get that is signed by Goyim, Bein Achoyes, Bein Gates, and Nimzat Neidim Siri Yisroel is possible. No. In case it is signed by Achoyes, So then, even the Chachomim agree that if it's signed by Achoyes and the Shemis Mivokim, so it's kosher. The machleiket between Rabbi Akiva and the Chachomim is in regard to the case where it's signed by the Eitz, not by Achoes, and dims up with Mr. Israel. So this is how the Ramban explains this vice of Rabbi Zmanis. So we have to remember that in order to be able to understand the Ramban's shotting here in the Gemara of Boim and Rishlok Shem Rabbi. Now let's turn to that Ramban. Boim and Rishlok Shem Rabbi. There's the last line in the middle column. That's Mr. Ramban. Eidim achsum laget, ushmiseyem kishmei sa'akuma. Yesh leima, mau lochesh. So we can explain it. The Abaye by Rish Lakish from Rabbi Yechon was as to whether we have to anticipate that they are going. Mimele, it is possible, even if they are in Misir, because of Mizir Misirchei, or even after the Cheshish. We all know that Lucas will see Chsham. Umishum that feel Kusim Namek Shevin by the Misir, by the Misir. In other words, that's similar to Tesis Pshat. In other words, that the answer by Rabbi Yechanan was that it's only muter if the shame is a typical Hashem is milvakim, typical gentile names. So then it's muter. Why? Because even if they are going, it's kosher. Because it's like Rav Shimon. V'asik Rav Shimon alibel Rav Akiva. What does it mean? V'asik Rav Shimon alibel Rav Akiva. V'kolchnin ki Rav Akiva. In other words, because in that price of Rav Lezer Rav Yisi, that's only the hemshech of the price. But first, the Tanakame mentions the machlekes between Rav Akiva and the Chachomim in regard to a get that he signed by goyim achoyes or adetes. So then, Rav Akiva says that it's kosher, and the Chachomim say that if Hashem is mevokim, and the Chachomim say that even though Hashem is mevokim, whether it's achoyes or adetes, so it's possible. This is Rav Akiva. That's what the Tanakhama says. That the machleik is between Rav Akiva and Chachomim. And then Rav Shimon Ali ben Rav Akiva, he says that the machleik is between Rav Akiva and Chachomim is in regard to the case where it's signed by goyim adyeites and shemis mevokim. So Rav Akiva is machsher even in the case where it's signed by adyeites and shemis mevokim. And the Chachomim say, if it's signed by adyeites and shemis mevokim, it's possible. Masha'in came, where it is signed by achoyes and shemis mevokim. So even the Chachomim agree that it's possible. So he says, the answer of Rabbi Yechanan is in accordance with Reb Shimon Ali ben Rav Akiva. Reb Shimon Ali ben Rav Akiva. In other words, that the machlekes between Rav Akiva and the Chachomim is in regard to the case where it's signed by a date Shemes Mevokim v'kolshkin ke Rav Akiva. I mean, it certainly can accord with the view of Rav Akiva. As the Tanakhama says, Uveilu yesh lochesh, shemo behed yetnas, vafilu beid misire, Uveilu yesh lochesh, shemo behed yetnas, vafilu beid misire, name psul, l'Rav Shimon, v'l'Rabbonon, ki deparish eslir. In other words, if it is not shemis provoking, like Lucas Vilus, so then, we have to be cheshish. We have to be cheshish. All right. So according to that Peiresh, so it's not, why isn't it good? Why is it in the Machna? Because according to that Pshat, which is similar to the Pshat of Teisves, so the answer by Rabbi Yechanan accords with Rabbi Shimon. In other words, that we don't pass like the Rabbanon of Rabbi Shimon, but we pass like Rabbi Shimon. And that's not Machna. Alright. V'choshashim ve'in hechshal stam be'edei misir. So he says they omalei lukas v'luz omalei lukas v'luz lebol yadena lukas v'luz v'hechshal. So he says so he should have said since this according to this pshat. So the Gemara has the shaylik in connection with the case where we know the Aridi Misire, so mainly you shouldn't use the Loshen V'yichshal, because the Loshen of V'yichshalnu has the connotation that even without Aridi Misire,
V'yesh mefoshim loybol yadenu. Then he mentions another pshat. Elo lukes v'lud loybol yadenu lukes v'lud v'yachshanu mishum dechshicha Yisrael tuve demaske. In other words, so then there is another pshat that had a different gears in the Gemara, not as it appears in our text. Omalei loybol yadenu lukes v'lud v'yachshanu v'davke lukes v'lud de loyishchicha Yisrael demaske mishmesayir. But just the reverse, v'davke lukes v'lud dechshicha Yisrael demaske mishmesayir. On the contrary. Lucas Vilus are names, are not Jewish Mevokim. So Lucas Vilus are names that are common among Jews also. Vidavke Lucas Vilus, the Shriche Yisrael, the Maske, Mishim Messiah. Vyesh, before the day, Lucas Vilus, we are Shalom, Mishim, the Shriche Yisrael, to be the Maske, Haushmo, Vayim, Shi Yisrael, who came in the way of Machir. So that works. So on the contrary, according to that pshat, we can understand this why he uses the Lashon Yisrael. At first, the Ramban says the expression "v'yichshanu" has the connotation that even without any mitzvah. So then he mentions another pshat, v'davke, in another girse, v'davke lukes v'luz, v'shriche Yisrael d'maske v'shem Messiah. So memeile, then it's muter, because we take it for granted that the signatories, even though they are gentle names, but is the kind of gentle names that Jews also have. So memeile, we take it for granted that they are Jews. We don't have to be cheshish, maybe they are going. So even without any misirei tzkoshen. So memele, we understand this why he used the lashon v'yichshal. V'yichshal. V'yish mefosh al bol yadena lukas v'luz v'yichshal. Mishum tshchiri Yisrael tuve demaska ahu shmo. V'imrim she Yisrael ahim tshirim b'lo yedim achir. V'yish mefoshi. Now then, there is another pshat. And the other pshat has the girl say that we have v'davke lukas v'luz v'yishchiri Yisrael demaska mishmo yisai. But he applies this Yesh Mefoshim, this Adapshat, applies the Abaye of Rish Lakish to a case where we know that the Yechsim are Jews. We know that they are Jews. The Yesh Mefoshim is Shiridei Hashem Yisrael. The Kachshua, Michai Shinon, Sheim Atomachshir, Oselameim Agdenoshim, Shechesmeim Kusim, Sheirim Eloi Demisire, Oloi, Omaloi, Loi Omalei, Loi Yechshano, Lukas Viluz, Vigasun and Hoche, Davke Lukas Viluz, De Loi Shriche Yisrael, Mas Vishmasai. That's the Kirsa that we have. Kelim aval ozel mishrinu elo biyodua aval shabes achine dishriche beYisrael loy shimata mata biyodua yatir nasof. That's already a new pshat. According to that pshat, Rish Lakish had reference to the case where a get is presented to us and the names are Goyish names, but we happen to know that these signatories are Jews, real Jews, Yisrael and Shem, but the names are Goyish names. So why should it be possible? I mean, what difference does it make? What kind of a name? And it has. No, there should be exeire. If we allow this get, which has typical Gentile names, we happen to know the best before whom the get is presented. So, happens to know that the chesime, in spite of the peculiar Gentile names, so they are Jews. But if we are to allow it, so then people will rely on them. People will rely on real goyim who have the same names. So because of that, we should pass it, even in the case where we know that it's simah Jews, or we don't have to make such a gzera. So the answer by Rabbi Yechon was, in the case where the names are definitely, are typically Gentile, so then in the case where we know that they happen to be Jews, even though the names are typically Gentile, so then we are Matia. Because no Jew will be Matia, someone who has a typically Gentile name, just because we are Matia in this case, where we knew that they were Jews. Mashain came with the names are not typically Gentile, but are Gentile names. So even if we know that they are Jews, we should answer it, we should pass it again, because of Xere, since these names are not typically Gentile, so in another case where there will be a real suffix, in this case we know they are Jewish. But suppose another get will be presented with the same kind of names, and then the Bezdin will not know, but they'll hear that in the previous case the Bezdin was Matoret, and they won't know that in the previous case the Bezdin was Matoret, because they investigated and they found out that in spite of the typically Gentile names, the signatories were Jewish. So maybe they will be Matoret again in a case where they won't know. And it might be that they'll be going. So because of that, it's possible. This is a new pshat. All right. Then he says,
We told him. In other words, he has his misgivings about that pshat. Vilini rekeloshen rishim. Vilini rekeloshen rishim. Virabyechen and kalu sheikel. So, then at the end, the Ramban explains it like loshen rishim, but with the modification. And then the result of that modification makes the loshen rishim like Rashi's pshat. Virabyechen and kalu sheikel. Bishen yedua. Virshiron, because according to the loshen rishim, so the answer of Rabbi Yechanan accords with Rabbi Shimon. So he said, "Lemechva." But now he says, "Rabbi Yechanan kalu sheikel b'shem yedua v'yichshimon b'ini misira." In other words, Rabbi Yechanan was not matia in the case where we know that it is chsim agoyim. In the case of stam, we don't know. We don't know. And so Mimele, and the Shimon is mivokin. So since it's possible that the Ajus, and even if they are not Jews, it's only possible with Rabbonon. True, he passed like the Rabbonon of Rav Shimon, not like Rav Shimon. But in this case, where there is a possibility, there are Jews also. It's a sophic, maybe they are going. So maybe we can be telling the Hokeil that they are Jews, because even if they are going, according to Rav Shimon, it's still kosher. V'lini reik loshen rishi, v'rabi yichan ekalu sheikim, v'shem yedua, v'yichshiron b'edim misira v'shem yisimlokim. וכן אמר לי, לוי בו מייסה ביודינו בשל צחו, ויורינו בהי לכולם ליסמי זה סוב ישראל, אל בשם יסמבוקים, שירשענו, וחידאו רב שימן ליסמי חולוב, בסופי כבוסי, אבל בגט הפוסל ליקוסים, לדברי חקר ישמח לסופיק, לימה, ישראל, ולא שנגמור אלה יופי עם הפרש הזה. So in other words, so it's like the pshat of Rashi. All right. So, because of the different pshotim, in this Gemara, because according to many Rishenim, the answer given by Rabbi Yechanan is in accordance with Rav Shimon, so because of that, there are many Rishenim who pass like Rav Shimon. However, other Rishenim pass like Rabbanon, because they explain like Rashi, that the Abai, that Rabbi Yechanan only says it's kosher, because we lose, in the case where we don't know who the signatories are, and there is a possibility they are Jews, but there is a possibility of going, some Mele. And it's only involves a psul rabbanon of exire shemo yimse b'fneiem. Some mele we are not cheshish. Right. But if we know the agoyim, then we pass him like rabbanon of Reb Shimon, and they get his posel even with shemis melot. Right. The next mission. Hoi meir ten gezel yishti ushtar shichu zel av. אם רוצה לאז בשניים יער זה דברת מייר וחכון מיימרי בכדי נושים אבל נמשיך לעבודים בשביל זוכן לא נשאו לפונוב ויכום לא דמר לפונוב so there's מחלקה בתאיר רב מייר נחכומים as to whether שיחור is ישחוס או יחייבו now from this Gemara we see that even if something on an ideal level is ישחוס but if it's not adapted to the psychology of the person so even though it's not adapted to the psychology of the person because he's very cerebral, I mean, and he doesn't have high aspirations, it doesn't make any difference. As long as it's not adapted to him, as long as it's not compatible with his way of thinking, so it's considered a chay. And Rabbi Meir will not say that the chicho, mitzad atzmei, on an ideal level is a chay. Everybody agrees that mitzad atzmei is a chus. But the question is it considered a schus relative to him as he is, the way David thinks, the way he aspires? So that's the machlokes between Reb Meir and Chachom. All right. So the Chachomim say that shicho is a schus. Why? But get is a chayv. Sheyim yirtze shel rozen is after rashoy, v'shel rozen is ishtein rashoy. So in other words, but get, even if there is, as Yerushalmi points out, even if the husband and wife, even if it's a case where the husband and wife have been fighting all the time, there isn't a day that they don't have a fight, so it's still a chay. Why? Because get always involves a certain detriment. There are certain detriments that result from get, no matter how the relationship between the husband and wife is, even if it's been working ktot. So still it involves a detriment. Why? Because the husband is free to support his wife. And the moment he divorces her, so she cannot demand support from him. So maybe it's a chayv in all situations. But Mashen came, and Eved, he's not free to support him. So maybe, what does the Eved lose through the shichu? The Odin will not support him. If the Odin doesn't want to support him, even without shichu, he could just refuse to support him. So in other words, so by shichor there is no element of detriment. But by get, there is an element of detriment, even in the case of ktotim. As the Gemara explains it. So this is in connection, I can understand your point of view, Rav Meir said to the Chachamim, in connection with the Eved Yisrael. So then, I can understand your point of view. Well, Rav Meir himself holds, even in connection with the Eved Yisrael, that is a chayv. Why? Because Avdei Bevkeira Nichalim. Because he likes this kind of a life. But Rav Meir says to Chachamim, I can understand your shite in regard to an Eved Yisrael, because you say that Avdei love Bevkeira Nichalim. All right, I say Avdei Bevkeira Nichalim, you say Avdei love Bevkeira Nichalim. But how about an Eved of a Kayan? So then there is a definite detriment. He becomes deprived of the opportunity of eating truma. So Omar Bagviz Lachta truma kishem shu peisel as ishte. So there is an element of detriment. Now, from this Mishnah, we'll see that in the Gemara. We see another halacha that even if on the whole the schus element is predominant, is more than counterbalances the detriment element. But as long as there is a detriment element, we cannot apply the halacha of Zochmo de Shoifa. And this is what Reb Meir says. Reb Meir says, now, Reb Meir says, true, let's say, I'll grant you, Reb Meir himself holds the Tavdim of Kira Nichalei. So, Memele, it's not just an element of detriment that is involved in Shichu. But he says, even if I were to grant you, that Abdelav of Kira Nichalei, so Memele on the whole, Shichu is a schus, but in case of an eventual Kayer, true that on the whole, the schus element is the predominant element, but you cannot deny that there is a detriment, an element of detriment. He becomes deprived through the shichu. He becomes deprived of the opportunity to eat chumo. So, mele, we shouldn't be able to apply the aloche of zochlo deshonifonov. So the chachamim said, omrulei mipnei shu kinyoni, as the Gemara explains it. In other words, so the chachamim all say that. If you had something that is predominantly schus, advantageous for the Eved, but as long as there is one detriment element involved in the chicho, so you shouldn't be able to apply the aloche of Zochmo de Shonifonov. So the question arises, how do the Chachamim apply the aloche of Zochmo de Shonifonov vis-a-vis an Eved Kayan? There is an element of detriment. All right, the schusim by far outweigh the detriment of the represented by the deprivation from truma. But there is still an element of detriment. So he says, no, even this element of detriment could be caused to the Eved without you. Suppose he is an Eved of a Kayan. So right now, the Eved is able to eat Truma, and he doesn't even need the permission from his own, because he can go to the Bisakrim Kayan and eat Truma. But if the Oden wants to deprive him of that opportunity of eating Truma, he can do so without being Mishacharim. All he has to do, the Oden, the Kayan, is to get a Zuz from Israel and sell the Eved to the Israel. So then, without being Mishucher, he'll be deprived of this element of detriment. This is how the Rashbo, the Chiddush HaRashbo, explains, the Chiddush HaRashbo, especially in Kiddush, explains this answer that is given by the Chachamim. In other words, it's not vis-a-vis an Eved Kayan. So, Reb Meir presents the Taime that even though the Shichu is predominantly Schus, advantageous for the Eved, but there is one element of detriment. Mimele that should preclude the application of the halacha of Zochmo de Shonifonov. So the Chachamim agree with Reb Meir's premise that if there is one element of detriment, that should preclude the application of the halacha of Zochmo de Shonifonov. But he says, in view of the fact that this element of detriment could be caused to the Eved anyway, so Mimele is not miakid the halacha of Zochmo de Shonifonov. But suppose the element of detriment could not be caused anyway, then the Chachamim would agree with Rav Meir. This is how it appears from the Gemara, from the Mishnah. Because the Chachamim say, Omulim b'nei shu kiyoni. In other words, as the Gemara explains it, the boy is shokla, a boy is using the Yisroel apostle. Kolei chadiz. Because...